Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gardening Network. This is Siobhan Shaw, and I'm joined by my co-host, Donna Butler from Louisiana, and Lisa Sellers-Roberts from Texas. And we were a little slow getting that intro music going because I believe it's a long weekend in the United States and other parts of the world, so even our Blog Talk Radio show music is a little slow to get up in the morning. Donna, Lisa, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing
fine.
Good.
Hi, thank you.
Cool.
Hi, Donna.
And right now, we want you to go check out Hill Country Water Gardens because our guest is from there. His name is Nathan Unkelbach, and he has lots of information to share with you guys about creating a successful container garden. Nathan, welcome to the Gardening Network.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Awesome.
Welcome,
so, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get growing, but before we do, today in the United States is a special day, and I just wanted Lisa to talk a little bit about what that means to everybody, because it is Memorial Day in the United States, and we have listeners from around the world, so every country around the world remembers their fallen heroes at some point during the year, and today just happens to be that day for Americans.
Yes, it does. We just want to send out thoughts and prayers to families who still have their men and ladies in the forces, and thank them from the bottom of our hearts for their service to us and to our country. And wishing everyone a good Memorial Day. Here in Texas, we usually have lots of parades and barbecues and things, thinking about our heroes. And it is flooding here in Texas, so everybody is kind of indoors today. And we have some coming our way this way as well. So it's put some weather changes into the parades and things around here. But maybe, you know what, Lisa, before we go into the show, maybe that's a good idea, because sometimes it's not all about, the hamburgers and the cookouts.
That's right.
It's about sometimes even just seeing, and should be, to sit and reflect on, our fallen,
that's
the
right.
name of our country. So sometimes things have a way of working out to slow us down to stop and smell the flowers.
They sure do. I like that. I like that way of thinking. Yes.
Beautiful. So everybody take a moment to reflect on what Memorial Day and remembering the fallen heroes means to you. And we are going to talk now with Nathan Unkelbach from Hill Country Water Gardens in Cedar Park, Texas. Another Texan on the show this week. And Nathan, why is container gardening on such an upswing? That's where I'm going to start. And then Donna and Lisa, you guys go, because I'm sure you have some interesting things to ask.
Well, I've loved container garden for years, decades maybe. It's fun. It's easy. I love pottery. And in our part of the world, it's almost impossible to put a shovel in the ground. We're gardening in rocks. Gardening in a container is just a little bit easier on the back.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, isn't it? If you have problems with your back, any kind of mobility problems, getting up and down off those old knees of yours, and I have the same problem, container gardening is like a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So how come I can't? I'm not going to say I can't, but you might tell me I can. I have a pair of amazing red high heel shoes. I don't wear them anymore, but I want to use them for something like planting flowers. Can I do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes the stranger the container, the more fun it is.
Okay.
I've been accused of stealing my kids' toys to make containers. They're dinosaurs and they're old acoustic guitars and their beat up drum sets.
Hey, that's a good idea.
It all works. I've got my eyes on my wife's purses. Make awesome hanging baskets.
Oh,
and
no,
you
don't.
To ever do an upside down tomato in a maybe a coach purse or something like that, I think it's really awesome.
That's a good idea.
It may be sacrilegious to many coach fans.
That's true. It could be.
So is there a certain, what are some of the things that we would need to be concerned? Like, well, I have to drill a hole in my shoes to let water drip out, or what all would I need to do to prepare my red stilettos?
It depends. A hole would be helpful. It kind of depends if you're, going a little bit more organic with your soils and fertilizers. Containers, if you're using stuff like Miracle-Gro, salt-based fertilizer, you always want to have a drainage hole. The drainage hole is there in the container to let the salt from the fertilizer out, not always the water.
And if you want to know more about soil, last week's show was all about soil, so be sure to check that out, ladies and gentlemen. And this show is the Gardening Network you've tuned into. We've got Nathan Unkelbach from Hill Country Water Gardens in Texas, Cedar. Sorry, I don't have the name
Park.
In front of me.
Cedar
Park. Hill?
Cedar Park.
North of Austin. And this show is brought to you by Little Crop Circles. Grow more in small spaces in containers. LittleCropCircles.com is our sponsor today. Lisa.
Yes.
Don has already got red shoes. Nathan is probably going to have to call her and walk her through this. No pun intended.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Nathan, my question is, say that I live in the city on about the west side and lots of sun, and I want to grow one vegetable, and I have a terracotta pot. How would I get started with just a pot and some soil? How would I get started growing something on a balcony?
Easiest way when we're doing vegetables is to go ahead and start with something that's been started at the nursery. Can be a little bit tricky doing everything from seed. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you get 25 seeds to germinate and you only needed one, maybe two. A lot of vegetables, depending where you are in the world, want as much sunlight as possible. Here in Texas, we try to keep a little bit of the afternoon sun off of them. So sometimes you might have to put up a little screen or something to keep some of that really hard light from just burning the plants. Tomatoes and peppers would be great.
Can I ask you, what does it do to the leaves? Because obviously we've seen that, because even though we're north, several thousand miles north of you, we have really hot sun as well. And, I'm sure people from around the world are in areas where the sun can really burn. What happens to the leaves just while we're talking about it?
They just kind of shrivel up, dry out, turn to paper. The plants themselves will just kind of stop producing. Everything slows down. It just gets tough on them.
So what do you do to combat that? You set a screen?
Screening, just like in the nursery world, we have shade cloth at different weaves to block some of the sun out. It lets a lot in, but it's going to reflect some of the sun and cool things down. Placement on the balcony. If you're west facing, you might be able to have a shadier corner or something like that.
Nathan, I have a question. We have a question from Cynthia, who's listening in to the show. She wants to know, what kind of flowers do you recommend that have full sun, but she doesn't want to water them three times a day? She said it gets real hot in July.
Okay. Tons of stuff, and a lot of times we go more towards stuff from South America that really likes heat, really likes sun. picking a little bit of a larger container and going with maybe an organic-based or compost-based soil mix will help hold on to that soil. A lot of the soilless mixes that are kind of peat-based drain very quickly. And organic compost-based potting soils hang on to that moisture a little bit better. Probably my all-time favorite plant, flowering plant for containers is one called Duranta or Skyflower or Golden Dewdrops. Loves the sun. Little purple flowers all summer long. Just gorgeous.
That sounds beautiful. I was wondering if you would put in, are they zinnias? I'm not good with my flowers.
I love
flowers.
Zinnias.
You know,
zinnias.
What are the cut flowers?
Yeah.
If you wanted a cut flower pot, can you do that?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So that you can cut flowers, bring them into the house. Who doesn't love to do that? But a lot of flowers that you really can't bring in bushelfuls of flowers or, vase
right.
full of flowers, right?
Right. Yeah.
Is somebody trying to get through to us?
Yeah, I'm getting questions. Cynthia also said that she had great results with its, I think it's Portulaca.
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 But she says she can't find that in Canada anymore.
We've got tons of it in Texas.
There you go, Cynthia.
All over
yeah.
the rock. I know you're listening, Cynthia. Do you want to come on down to Texas and we'll load you up some?
You might want to check online somewhere and they might mail it to you, Cynthia.
For sure.
That's awesome.
It's just because I believe, Cynthia, where are you from? Ontario, it looks like. They just haven't got spring there yet.
Oh, they're still cold up there.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cold in the east still. Wow. I am with my co-host, Donna M. Butler, Lisa Sellers, Roberts. I'm Siobhan Shaw. And our guest today is Nathan Unkelback from Hill Country Water Gardens in Cedar Park, Texas. He's telling us how to grow a successful container garden. He has already told us to make sure that you you make sure it's in the right light, like sunlight or shade or things like that. Would you consider things like what you like to eat when you're
preparing
a garden?
That was my question.
Oh.
Sure.
That was my question.
Tomatoes are fun to grow, but if you hate tomatoes, you shouldn't be growing them. Probably my favorite here is asparagus. And I can't grow asparagus, but I love to grow it. And I'll just stand out in the garden right there and eat it raw.
It's so good.
Can you grow asparagus in a container?
Oh, for sure. For sure. You're going to want a larger container. You know, maybe like a 10-gallon or 15-gallon container. But
so how do you decide? Like you said, I'm new. I'm the virginal garden person.
I would say just jump in. I tell everybody
there's room in the container.
You're never going to grow more plants than I have. So just give it a shot and definitely local nurseries, independents, they want you to be successful. They want you to ask questions and they want to help you be successful. So I just ask. Don't be afraid to ask. It all comes down to kind of the container size, the quality of the ingredients, the quality of the plant you start with. If you're buying off the almost dead 75-cent rack, you're wasting time and money. Those plants are not healthy, and you're not going to have a healthy crop. Paying a little bit extra for well taken care of, well grown plants starts you off in the right direction. Whenever you go to a nursery, take notes what kind of sunlight you have, what where do you want to put it in at your house, and what's the light like there? If you have no lights, we're gonna no light. You're in shade. We're gonna steer you towards leafy greens and all those plants. And if you've got a lot of light, then we can start looking at fruiting bodies. Your tomatoes and your peppers and your squash and your cucumbers in the light. So take some notes about how much time, how much light you have in that area, and all the garden centers can get you started in the right direction.
Peppers are getting really popular.
I'm sorry?
Peppers are getting really popular. People are using them in their dishes and their recipes because they're healthy and it makes a dish taste delicious.
For sure, for sure. Peppers are fun, and there's a lot of different peppers to play with. This year we have the crazy hot ghost pepper and the even hotter scorpion pepper, and still the old Anaheims and the chili piquins and stuff like that. But a lot of choices, and I never know which pepper to plant, so I try to make room for as many different peppers. And every year, one pepper does really good, and this one does okay, and this one didn't do anything at all. And
that's important, isn't it, to experiment what works in your area and what works in your environment, isn't it?
For sure. I love the garden journals. If you can keep a garden journal, especially for vegetable gardens,
good
idea. Start to see
good.
Patterns. The Juliet tomatoes did great for me last year. Just couldn't eat enough Juliet tomatoes. And this year with the rain and the overcast, she's not producing as well as she did last year. So I'll make a note of that. I'll try it again next year, and maybe we'll be a little bit sunnier, and she'll produce like she did last year.
So why is rain hard on plants that live in containers? You know, you guys have had a lot of rain,
mm-hmm.
which is good because you've had a lot of drought. But why is rain so hard on these plants, and what can you do to help them along
and still get the
production, right?
It's in a container, we have that drainage hole in there, and the water can get away from the roots, and things can stay moist and well-drained, but you will have some fungal diseases, some stuff like that happening in the soil, on the leaves, because everything's not drying out, everything's staying moist just like these funguses like, and the light is just not there. These plants, a lot of them need some extra light to produce the energy, to produce the vegetables. And it's tough if you can keep things on the and that's what's great about container gardening. If it is too rainy, we can maybe move them under the patio and let them dry out. Right now, we usually have all our succulents out underneath the trees, and we've had to move those into greenhouses and under porches because they just can't take that much. Our vegetable gardens that are in ground, we just got to cross our fingers and hope everything goes okay. We can't really move them, but containers you can.
That's what's so great about containers.
You just said a name that I'm sure Donna doesn't know anything about, and I know very little. I really don't know what it is. You said your succulents. What is that?
Oh, they're becoming popular. The small kind of leafy rosettes. They kind of look like green roses. They're, the sedums and stone crops, all the little cactus family relatives that really don't look like cactus and are very soft. Those plants usually like it a little bit on the drier side.
Wouldn't you call an aloe vera a succulent?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's in that aloe family of
great for the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So would those be successful in places like Arizona?
Aloe vera,
in the drier
sure.
climate, the succulent
Absolutely.
Containers?
Absolutely.
Okay. Donna?
I'm right here. I'm writing, actually.
And that's what everyone
I am going to do my shoe. So should I, deciding that I am going to do my shoe, so is there a certain type of dirt? I thought it'd be cool to have roses, but no. I'm going to do coleus.
So you guys, oh, cool.
No plant. Yeah. How about that, you guys? I want to put coleus in it. So is there anything in particular that I should do, any certain kind of soil, or I'm just doing one shoe?
I'm a big fan of compost-based organic soils, not necessarily the peat-based soils. They hold more energy in them. They hold water. They've got a little bit of extra nutrition in them. Make sure, because the roots are trapped inside your shoe now, they can't go and look for water. They can't go and get nutrition. Make sure to put a nice slow-release fertilizer in there. And then maybe even a liquid fertilizer, maybe every other time or once a week while you're watering the shoe, to get some extra nutrition in there. Everything's trapped. It's containerized. It can't go anywhere and find what it wants. So you have to give it to the plant.
Where should I put my hole at?
Probably in the heel or the toe.
Okay.
I'm sorry, not the heel, if they're high heels.
Yeah, they're very high. I posted a picture of my shoe on Facebook.
down at the toe.
Okay, down near the toe.
I have a question. How big is this shoe? Like, how much can you get in a red stiletto?
Well, it's a size 8. If you look on Facebook, I put my shoe up there because I am going to do this.
Donna Butler on Facebook.
How many plants, I mean, should I put in there?
Honestly, probably one, you know, depending on which coleus. Some of the coleus can get big.
I know.
But if you wanted to have fun, you could put all the coleus in there, you know, depending on if you can find 6 packs and you can stuff 3 or 4 different colors into the shoe.
Right.
You know, obviously this experiment in gardening isn't going to be forever. It doesn't last forever. It's going to be fun for a couple weeks if you're entertaining and someone comes over and sees this high heel shoe full of coleus and it's really awesome. They're going to love it. Everybody's going to be laughing and ooing and awing, but it's not something you're going to pass down to your grandkids. It will be long gone.
Maybe the picture.
You know, you might start a new Facebook page for, you know, every week there's a new design in the shoe, or every 3 weeks.
Now that would be fantastic. Dorothy Hughes from Jaws.
Stiletto gardening.
That's
all you
cute.
Need to
like
know. Growing in high heels. Oh, my goodness.
I'm certainly going to do it. I'm certainly going to do my shoe. So thanks a lot.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome.
You're listening to the Gardening Network with Lisa Sellers-Roberts, Siobhan Shaw, and Donna Butler, our novice gardener, who is going to be growing some kind of flower. I don't even know the name.
Coleus
in her red stiletto. So be sure to follow our Facebook page, The Gardening Network, or our Twitter page, The Gardening Network. Spelt funny, but anyway, you guys will all find it on thegardeningnetwork.com. Be sure to look for her red stilettos with coleus planted in it, right? Soon this week, right, Donna?
Yes.
And we're talking to Nathan Unkelbach from Hill Country Water Gardens and Nursery in Cedar Park, Texas.
All right.
And that's hillcountrywatergardens.com. Be sure to check them out because they actually will do classes, right, Nathan, on how to grow in containers?
Every weekend. Containers probably cycles through every 3 or 4 weeks. We just did a container garden seminar last weekend. And we'll have one again in a few weeks.
Okay, so we've talked about weather. We've talked about what you should grow, what you should consider growing, where to grow them, all that kind of stuff. But what about bugs? What do you have to look out for in a container? Or how can you attract beneficial bugs or insects?
Definitely, you know, no pesticides. if you can get away from it. All those beneficial ladybugs and praying mantis and lace wings and stuff that are going to come eat your pests are very sensitive, and you don't want to hurt them. So, you know, mild soaps or light oils are always good. But you're going to have the same pests and problems that the farmer farming 300 acres is going to have. Some years are good, some years are bad. I always have fun in the spring. It seems like in Texas every year I get to learn 4 or 5 new bugs that I've never seen before in my life.
And
I get to learn all about them. But it's easier. It's easier because you don't have 100 acres of plants to worry about. You have a few. They're right there. They're right next to you. They're very close to your face. And a lot of times just your fingers can squish the problem and it's done. But if you're feeding properly and everything's set up nice, it should be pretty easy. Bugs don't like healthy plants. Bugs like plants that are suffering.
Okay.
That is true. I was going to ask you.
Lisa, we're just down to our last few minutes, so just a quick question of Nathan. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, I was just going to ask him, how about water and soap?
For sure. For sure. Okay. There's some great recipes out there online for, you know, like Dawn dishwashing liquid, just a couple tablespoons in a gallon of water. And it does wonders on a lot of pests.
I'll give our listeners a list of those and some pests that are that can hurt containerized plants too. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. And you actually had a great blog on thegardeningnetwork.com that Lisa wrote. So be sure to check that out. Donna, as our novice gardener, your final question of the day.
No, you lost me on the bug. Hopefully, I won't get a lot of bugs in my my shoe. That would just turn me completely off of gardening. So yeah,
you can stomp them with your shoe. You can stomp them.
Yeah, I know. Then knock all the dirt and everything out, stomping the bug. Yeah, but no thanks. I'm gonna do my garden stiletto. So I'll keep you up on that, Nathan.
Awesome.
I love it.
And Nathan, any final words of wisdom from an expert container gardener to our listeners?
Have fun. Don't sweat it. It's all an experience. Every year is different. Just have fun with it. Enjoy it. If you're not enjoying it, maybe a new hobby. Don't overthink it, and definitely ask questions. If you're lucky enough to live near a independent garden center, they're here to help. Ask as many questions as you can think of.
Yeah, so people can feel free to just go to their local garden centers and drop in and ask questions without even buying anything, correct? Like, it's not...
For sure.
Yeah. Like they,
sure.
You guys that run these amazing nurseries in everybody's town, everybody has a town. You guys are just have so much knowledge because not only do you know about gardening and plants and all farming and all this kind of stuff, you know the area, so you know
right.
the growing seasons and what works and what doesn't.
Right.
So use people like Nathan from Hill Country Water Gardens in Cedar Park, Texas. Use them. Just go ahead and use them.
For sure.
They're happy about that. And I want to thank you, Nathan, on behalf of Butler, Lisa Sellers-Roberts, the entire Gardening Network cast and crew, which is just the three of us. I want to thank Hill Country Water Gardens for lending you to us today. Awesome. And be sure to check them out, hillcountrywatergardens.com. And you can find Donna, Lisa, and myself on thegardeningnetwork.com. And you can link to our Twitter page and our Facebook page from there. Woo! And we are sponsored, ladies and gentlemen, by a container gardening company, Little Crop Circles. They grow more in less space. LittleCropCircles.com. They are launching their product on Indiegogo September 8th, 2015. I want to say
woo-hoo.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Have a great day. Thank you, Nathan.